she said Nigeria is a big country and she's got talent, but why did she come? She just admired the work of Coach Bruce Mwape. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to go right now. All the best, Wankana. All the best, BMJ. And of course, Mulingi. The back page is done for now. Joyce, all the best as you get your maximum points today.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Voice News, your global link.
ZESCO urged to expedite investigation on fast depletion of ZESCO units. Human rights advocate calls on intensified efforts in curbing mob justice. And Djibouti's president wins unprecedented 60th term with 97.8% of vote. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has expressed concern over the delay by ZESCO and the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, to give an update on the fast depletion of ZESCO units. Minister of Energy Makozo Chikota in February this year directed ZESCO and the Energy Regulation Board to investigate the issue and submit a report by March 16, 2026. Speaking in an interview with RSN News in Lusaka, ZACA Executive Director Juba Sakala expressed concern that delay is affecting public confidence in the power utility company and some might raise suspicion of the authorities trying to manipulate the outcome. Continued delay might erode public confidence in the power utility company, with some thinking they want to manipulate the outcome of the findings, said Mr. Sakala. He has called on ZESCO Limited to expedite investigations into the reported fast depletion of electricity units.
Taking time to release the report, you know, builds anxiety and, you know, suspicions. We hope ERB and ZESCO will take note of these, you know, concerns raised by stakeholders that the longer they take, you know, people will build a little, you know, suspicions about the report, that probably they're trying to doctor it, they're trying to manipulate it, or this and that. So I think you also be, you know, happy to see that they respond to the queries of the people, why they have taken time to publish the report, either to stakeholders and the members of the public, so that we can put this to rest.
In-depth Innovations Director Jonathan Carter has called on all stakeholders, including the church, to actively contribute to raising awareness about climate change. Ms. Nkata emphasizes that addressing climate change requires a collective effort from every sector of society, noting that institutions with strong community influence have a critical role to play in educating the public and encouraging sustainable practices. Speaking during the Christian Voice Community Forum program today, Ms. Nkata highlighted the church as a particularly powerful platform, citing its large following and deep-rooted presence in communities. He said the church has the ability to reach vast numbers of people and can significantly shape attitudes and behaviors. The church is a tool for influence in changing culture and norms because it commands respect and has a wide audience, said Ms. Nkata. He further urged religious leaders to incorporate messages on environmental stewardship into their teachings, stressing that moral guidance can help inspire individuals to take responsibility for protecting the environment.
To the church and our Christian folk, we are the custodians, we are the stewards of this, and the message here is that through this particular program, how can we meet, interact, and care for this globe, our earth, like the way God desires us to do so. So for the general community, those that have got leadership skills and those that can generate change, lead people in the right way, we say let's link up, let's communicate, and do something to help create change at community level.
Human rights advocate Wesley Meander has emphasized the need to step up nationwide public awareness campaigns on the dangers and consequences of mob justice. Mr. Meander stressed that innocent lives have been lost through mob justice on allegations of theft, witchcraft, infidelity, among others. Speaking in an interview with RSA News, Mr. Meander expressed concern about residents taking the law into their own hands, stating that no individual has the right to end another person's life. Mob justice is a sign of a weak state where citizens feel at liberty to take the law into their own hands with impunity, said Mr. Meander. Mr. Meander highlighted that Zambia, being a signatory to the United Nations Charter and other international treaties on human rights, is compelled by law to safeguard people's lives and thoroughly investigate all suspicious deaths. He has called on citizens, civil society organizations, civic and traditional leaders to work with law enforcement agencies to eradicate this vice.
Mob justice is simply a symptom of a weak state, a weak government, where citizens feel at liberty to take the law into their own hands with impunity. No individual has the right to end another person's life. The right to life is a fundamental human right which demands that every person's life is fully protected by law. Prohibiting arbitrarily killing by individuals or the state, people should be treated impartially, fairly, properly, and reasonably by the law.
The Agriculture Institute of Zambia, AIZ, has welcomed government's decision to remove restrictions on the export of maize grain and maize products, including millet. Association President Kavuanga Yambayamba emphasized that this move will enhance market efficiency, promote private sector participation, and improve income opportunities for farmers, particularly smallholder producers. Professor Yambayamba stressed that the liberalization of maize exports has the potential to provide farmers with access to more competitive regional and international markets, thereby improving farm gate prices and incentivizing increased production, investment, and value addition within the sector. He, however, acknowledged that while higher prices may benefit producers, they may also place a burden on vulnerable and low-income households. There is need for a cautious and well-coordinated implementation of this policy to safeguard national food and nutrition security, said Professor Yambayamba in a statement issued to RSA News in Lusaka today. Professor Yambayamba added that this move is also expected to stimulate growth in agro-processing and strengthen Zambia's position as a key player in regional food trade. He has therefore called for enhanced investment in agricultural data systems, including accurate crop forecasting, yield assessments, and timely dissemination of market information.
AIZ also calls for enhanced investment in agricultural data systems, including accurate crop forecasting, yield assessments, and timely dissemination of market information. Evidence-based decision-making will be critical in ensuring that the benefits of this policy are maximized while minimizing potential risk. Additionally, the Institute encourages all stakeholders, farmers, traders, millers, and exporters, to adhere strictly to established export procedures and the regulatory requirements.
In African news, Djibouti's president Ismail Omar Guelle has won an election with 97.8% of the vote, keeping him at the helm of the strategically placed Horn of Africa nation for a sixth term, preliminary official results show. The 78-year-old sole challenger Mohamed Farah Samata got 2.19% of the vote in a poll boycotted by most of the opposition. In power for 27 years, Guelle had promised to step down but ran for re-election after the constitution was amended in November to remove the upper age limit of 75 for presidential candidates. Coming up shortly, two teenagers die in M1 crash as car leaves bridge. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Make Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Two teenagers have died after the car they were traveling in is believed to have left a road bridge and crashed into a minibus on the motorway, police have said. Leicestershire police was called to the southbound carriageway of the M1 at about 1835 British Summer Time on Friday, following a report that a blue car traveling along Gilmorton Lane towards Lutterworth had left the road bridge onto the carriageway. Both teenagers traveling in the blue car were declared dead at the scene.